will soon need to show proof of a negative test for COVID-19. The new restrictions take effect on January 26th. The order from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, requires air passengers to get a COVID-19 test within 3 days of their flight to the U.S. Airlines are ordered to stop passengers from boarding if they do not have proof of a negative test. Travelers can also provide documentation that they had the infection in the past and recovered. All air travelers aged 2 and older must follow the CDC order. However, passengers who only have a stopover in the U.S. before flying to another country do not have to provide proof of a negative COVID test. The order affects U.S. citizens as well as foreign travelers. The health agency said it delayed the start date until January 26th to give airlines and travelers time to meet the requirements. The CDC says it will consider exceptions of testing requirements for airlines flying from countries with little or no testing abilities, including some places in the Caribbean. The expanded travel order is similar to one announced late last month for passengers coming from Britain. It is designed to try to prevent travelers from bringing in new forms of the virus that scientists say can spread more easily. Testing does not eliminate all risk, CDC Director Robert R. Redfield said in a statement. Redfield added, when combined with other preventative measures, testing can make travel safer, healthier, and more responsible by reducing spread on planes, in airports, and at destinations. It is likely that the recently identified version of the virus from Britain is in every state or most states, said Dr. Ashisha Jha. He is Dean of Brown University's School of Public Health in Rhode Island. So far, 10 U.S. states have reported 72 cases of the new form. COVID-19 is already widespread in the U.S., with more than 22.8 million cases reported. Johns Hopkins University reports that more than 380,000 people have died, and the country recorded 4,327 coronavirus-related deaths on Tuesday, a one-day record high. But the new order may stop or reduce spread of other versions of the virus, like the one recently identified in South Africa. Airlines have been pushing for pre-flight testing instead of continued travel restrictions between the U.S. and the rest of the world. Nicole Currier is a spokeswoman for United Airlines. She said testing is key to unlocking international borders and safely reopening global travel. Others say the CDC order is unlikely to cause an immediate increase in international travel. Henry Hartvelt is a travel expert with Atmospheric Research Group. He told the Associated Press, "People are being encouraged by their public health authorities to not travel, even domestically." He added that he does not expect air travel to increase until the summer, after more people have been vaccinated. I'm Ashley Thompson.